Israeli soldiers have arrested a senior political figure of the militant Islamic group Hamas, and in another incident, a 5-year-old Palestinian boy was killed in crossfire during raids Sunday in the West Bank. Israeli troops arrested senior Hamas official Adnan Asfor in the West Bank city of Nablus as part of continuing raids against wanted Palestinian militants. In recent months, Mr. Asfor has become a prominent spokesman for the group, which has carried out numerous suicide bombings and other terror attacks. His detention was confirmed by his brother Saeed, who said troops had surrounded Mr. Asfor's apartment block, calling on all residents to evacuate the 5-story building before arresting him. His arrest was one of several detentions of wanted Palestinians carried out by Israeli forces in the area, including the Balata refugee camp, where Palestinian witnesses say a young boy was fatally wounded when he was caught up in the crossfire. On Saturday, Palestinian gunmen killed a Palestinian man they accused of collaborating with Israeli security forces. Israeli forces are also operating in the Gaza Strip, where they have destroyed at least 2 tunnels near Rafah, suspected of being used to smuggle weapons from Egypt. The latest violence comes amid new efforts to arrange the first face-to-face meeting between the Israeli Prime Minister, Ariel Sharon, and his Palestinian counterpart, Ahmed Correa. The chief Palestinian negotiator, Saeb Erekat, says the summit, which is aimed at restarting stalled peace talks, could be held as early as this week. Officials from both sides have been holding discussions for several weeks, trying to agree on a possible agenda. Both sides hope to arrange a meeting of the 2 prime ministers in order to revive the International Roadmap to Peace plan. The plan, which is backed by the United States, Russia, the European Union, and the United Nations, calls for an immediate end to violence and the establishment of an independent Palestinian state by 2005. Ross Dunn for VOA News, Jerusalem.